Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Two big trades yesterday in the world of sports. Devers from the Red Sox to the Giants. Tigers fans who wanted him, that's a big time bat, didn't get him. And I get why. He's another lefty. He doesn't play a position. He's certainly not playing third base at a high level. And he's owed $250 million. So what's the move Scott Harris should make? Because you got to do something. That's out there, 248-539-9797. You can give a player a position, the priority for Scott Harris, because it's officially buying season.
Yep, it opened up yesterday.
Yep, you can get a deal done before July 31st. It's allowed. The NBA, big move yesterday in the Eastern Conference. Desmond Bane traded to the Orlando Magic. They gave up 4 first-round picks. I think some of that is they were able to dump the KCP contract in the deal. But that's a lot to give up. And I like Desmond Bane. I like him for them. It's a lot to give up. But it's clear Orlando looks at the Eastern Conference and says, nobody's special. We could be that team that makes a run of the Eastern Conference Finals or more. We're going for it.
Yeah, 4 first-round picks sounds like a lot. But when we've talked about the NBA and the NBA draft, if you're giving up first-round picks that are at the near the bottom end of that first round, what are you really giving up? It's not the same value as going and getting an established player.
No. Think about how their roster
really good one
rounds out now. Yeah, so they have Paolo Banchero. That's their number one pick. That's their Cade, right? That's their guy with superstar upside. Franz Wagner's a great number two. Suggs was hurt last year, but they like him. Throw in Bane as the ideal backcourt 3-and-D shooter. They were a great defense, a terrible shooting team a year ago. He fits their defense. He gives them a shooter, and he makes them better than the Pistons today. I mean, the Orlando Magic are probably one of the 3 or 4 best teams in the East because of this move. And they're looking around saying, hey, Knicks gave up 5 picks for Bridges. He's better than Bridges.
Yeah.
Siakam was a big-time addition to round out the Pacers roster. This is our Siakam.
Yeah, the Bridges trade didn't get him to the Eastern Conference Final. And I don't know that this gets... I mean, it certainly gives them the opportunity to get to the Eastern Conference Final.
It's why they made the move. As they look at this and say, it's a moment in time for us to be competitive in the East with a young team that's getting better. Sound like a team in our city? How does this impact the Pistons?
Well, I mean, it impacts them because you're going to eventually be playing against them in the playoffs.
And do you need to do something to keep up?
Sure. I don't think there's any question you need to do something to keep up. And if they roll it back, are they still a playoff team?
Yes.
Is it a little less likely that they'll go to the Eastern Conference Finals? Kind of feels like it, but we don't know what it looks like really with the way Cade played this year and how he developed with Jaden Ivey.
My first thought when I saw this deal was, is Memphis going to rebuild?
Are you going to go get Ja?
Looking for a different guy in that roster. And I wasn't the only one that thought this. So Brian Windhorst was on ESPN, and he immediately did one of those moments where he got deep into thought. The answer is the Pistons should go trade for Jaren Jackson Jr. And I know there are reports out of Memphis today that say they don't want to do that. They intend to extend Jaren Jackson Jr. It's the right thing to say publicly, but they're not competing in the West. The Desmond Bane trade is a step towards rebuilding, and the Detroit Pistons can offer all the picks you could want and young players to get it done. So, John, that's the move to make. Jaren Jackson Jr. is 25 years old. He fits the timeline. He is a stretch big, the thing that Pistons fans have been screaming for. He shoots the three at a 38% clip. That'll play. And you don't have to sacrifice any of your defensive identity. He's the best defender in the entire league. He's the reigning defensive player of the year. So to get Jaren Jackson Jr., I'm not trading Cade, but everything else is on the table. I'd make them an offer with three, or let's make it four, first-round picks, and I'll throw in Ivy and Duren. Why not? Why wouldn't you make that move if you were the Pistons? And how can you say no? If you're Memphis, you're rebuilding. I give you Duren and Ivy and four firsts. And now the Pistons have a team where we have Asar Thompson, Jaren Jackson Jr. as complimentary pieces to Cade Cunningham. That's a hell of a roster, is it not? I still have Ron Holland Jr. to be another one of those pests, and I got to fill out shooting, so I'm bringing Malik Beasley back. But that's a hell of a team.
It is, and it would be. What are you giving up to go get him?
I said Duren, Ivy, and four firsts. I can replace rebounding from Duren. It's probably the cheapest thing to
find.
Fill. Yeah. You probably got to match salaries. Tobias maybe out of here too, but Jaren Jackson Jr. is a starting power forward.
Yeah, and I mean, so what have we said all off season? I mean, basically since even before a stretch big.
Yeah,
and a stretch big that can shoot. He provides that. He provides the defense, and it's a style of play that this team likes to play. He fits stylistically. Would this be a better team minus Ivy?
Well, he didn't contribute last year to their playoff push.
Okay, minus Ivy, minus Duren.
Yes.
And whatever future first they are, I've already said I don't think a lot of the first. If you're planning on making this team a contender, you could still get talent. Sure, you could still build your roster, but you're not getting impact players. Chances are you're not getting impact players late into the first round.
Look, NBA wants to get wild. We can get wild. I mean, the Pistons are primed to do it. And I wouldn't just say this for any player. Jaren Jackson Jr., I think, is like in a laboratory, the type of player this team wants to add and needs to add.
Again, stylistically, he fits. I don't know what would it take for them to say yes. That because I always want to try and play it from their side. Because you lose Bane, but you add Ivy.
Yeah.
So guard for guard.
Yeah. And
not the same.
No,
but.
And big for big, you're getting Duren back and you're getting in total eight first round picks between the two. Take advantage of us silly teams in the East that are chasing the title. Build your war chest and still get young complimentary pieces back in return.
I mean, I guess I just wonder then what are the value of those first round picks if you've got two along with yours. Every round at the bottom, what are you going to be able to use them to package and go up and get?
Well, here's the selling point is, especially in today's NBA where we're seeing new champions every year, the apron is a real problem. The idea that these teams that are giving up four firsts are going to be good 7 and 8 years from now, it's unlikely. So then you're going to end up with this gold mine at the end, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. That's why you do it if you're a team like Memphis. What's the alternative? I'm going to be the 10th or 11th best team in the West with Jaren Jackson Jr.?
What this means for the Pistons is they've just set the market with trade value. What does it then take to go get a Devin Booker?
Yeah.
Six first-round picks along with with players?
I know.
Like so that to me is more how does it affect the Pistons, and it seems more likely knowing that this is what it takes to get trades done this year, that they do end up running it back. That's what it means to me.
What does it mean to you guys when you see deals like this? Desmond Bane to the Orlando Magic, making a push to be more competitive in the East.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Three o'clock. Good to have you with us. Little Pistons open for a reason. I think the Pistons got punched in the jaw and they've got a counter. We went into the offseason, and you know this show is bullish. I'm bullish on the Orlando Magic. They made what I think is a brilliant trade and an impactful trade and a trade that speaks to the general viewpoint that the East is open and the time is now. So Orlando went out and got Desmond Bane, who is a fringy top 30, certainly a top 40 player in the sport. He is a perfect two guard to Suggs. He guards. He's going to average 20 a night. He gives you 6 boards. He gives you 5 assists. Again, the defense, 39% from three. And a fun little analytic stat on spot up threes, shoots a whopping league best. 43%. Oh. Bane is the perfect number three. Arguably, if you have a big three, he's the best three in the league. They have Banchero. They have Wagner. They have Suggs. That is a top three defensive team that just got better. All right, well, what did they give up? The dead body of Caldwell Pope, who they signed a terrible contract for. That's why it was 4 picks and not three. And Cole Anthony, who's fine enough as a bench player, but nothing you truly care about. Orlando is better than you are. That is a punch in the face because they have moved forward. So here's my question, guys. First of all, Bane was built to be a Piston. If you're really thinking about it, if I said to you, guy I could put next to Cade, guards, great 3-point shooter, diverse player, good passer too, you'd go, ooh, tell me more. That's Bane. And the four first round picks, this is what Piston fan needs to learn. The picks don't matter. If you're going to be any good, they don't matter. The CBA is designed, you're not going to be able to keep your team together. You know what Orlando said, Rico? Here's a 3-year window. Because we're not going to be able to pay everybody. So here's my question. Now that we've kicked off the offseason, right, this trade happened out of nowhere. Right. Reports say teams, plural, reached out about Bane, but nobody went after it as hard as Orlando. Does this motivate you more as a Piston fan, as an observer, that it's not even an option to make a move? They have to make a move. Or let Trajan cook.
Well, it's funny because when the trade went down, you're like, oh, okay. And he, wow, he went to Orlando. Like, you want to hear he went out, he stayed in the West, someplace like that. He went to the Lakers, he went to Orlando. Of all teams, we've said, I think Orlando is going to be, you know, that team to beat. And they realize we're not where we need to be. We can get better. Now, the funny thing is, Mike, I think a lot of Pistons fans will say, you know, we could have did better than Bane. We could have done better than
who?
I'm not saying
a player who signed a 20-point scorer, no, low ego, high output.
He's not Kobe in his prime, is what I'm saying.
Okay,
it's one of those where, yeah, but we, you know, we can do so much better. I'm with you.
These are the same people drinking Malik Beasley's bathwater, really?
And they
really?
And that was the next thing is, well, we got Beasley. I saw this and said, the Magic aren't messing around. The Magic are in this thing. The Magic see exactly what we see. That the East is there for the taking. Whoever wants to get this thing, no offense, your Celtics going to take a big step back. Your star's not there. And Orlando's like, you know what? Why not us? We're looking at what we're seeing out at OKC. We could be them. We can come out there with some young guys, and we can win this thing. Let's go get some three-point shooting.
Look, they were a bottom. They were a terrible three-point shooting team. This provides spacing. This is it's a dangerous move. And for those of you who go, but we finished ahead of them this year, their big three played 92 minutes together. So do a little research or call a different show.
The only thing I feel good about is, according to your rules, they have Suggs. I don't know.
Balding point guard. Can't win championship. It doesn't preclude you from winning the East, but you're not winning a title when a guy's rocking a lettuce like that. I don't know what that is. Now, I'm about solutions. I didn't want to just leave this out there and go, okay, are you ready to get serious? News over the weekend, Shams Charania. I want you to listen to this because I said to you, I'm not going to bring players up unless they are known to be somewhat, if not totally available. Right? We're not doing fantasy radio. Let's trade for Paul Skeens. So, David, do you want to play the Shams report real quick here? Because I think Rico will perk up. So, here's why this is important. Oh, yeah, you can want to trade Jrue Holiday or Kristaps Porzingis. You know what Charania left out of that report? Those two are viewed as a negative asset around the league, meaning the Celtics are going to have to attach value to get rid of them. Kind of like you guys did with Wallman.
Mm-mm.
We have to attach something to get rid of them. Derek White, Jaylen Brown. Go ahead. Do you want the Pistons to offer on one of them? Do you want to make a Godfather offer for one?
I do. I like the Derek White. You sold me on Derek White. That's not who I thought Dave was going to go with. I thought it was going to be sticking with Memphis, and I thought it was going to be Jaren. But, yeah, if you can get White here, yeah, absolutely. I don't think it's going to break the bank, but I do think it will make your team better because it's an arms race, and look, Orlando already made the first move. You have to make some counter moves if you want to stay competitive. And not only would you take White away from the Celtics, but that's making them a lesser than team next year and making you better. So absolutely. Jaylen Brown, I got a feeling you would have to break this team up in order to sign him. And that's one, that's the same reason why I'm not a big, you know, KD type of fan. Not to say he is KD, but I'm not into just throwing everything away for one person, because if that person gets hurt, you're screwed.
248-539-9797. So, does Orlando have your attention? They should. and the Celtics are not hanging up the phone when teams are calling about Derek White and Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown, obviously, is a much more expensive player. He also is coming off a knee procedure, but he is a Finals MVP. He is an All-NBA player.
Yeah, but I don't think that knee procedure is anything, you know, like, oh, my goodness, he's going to be out. It's kind of sound like he has some stuff cleaned up.
Well, right, but he's had a bulky knee for a few years. Look, man, you're paying a guy $55 million.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with a chipped plate here. Like, give me the China, but it can't have a chip. The Derek White thing would be the move if you wanted it. And I know he's not, as Rico put it, he ain't Kobe in his prime. But do you want one of the best two-way guards in the league? Yes. Do you want a guy who can absolutely be the primary ball handler in the fourth quarter so Cade could go off ball? Yes. Do you want one of the best defensive guards? Yes. Led the league in blocks from guards? Yes. Do you want a dead eye who shoots from three? Yes. Championship pedigree? Check.
The leadership. I think that's what would help this team, because this team had everything but somebody who could walk in and say, hey, guys, you want to win a title? We need to do it this way.
And here's the thing. Nobody heard Bane was available. But he was. Don't you believe more than ever the Pistons must make a move? That doing what Detroit does, we're just going to sit here and develop and, you know, take our time. I don't think that's good enough. I think you're seeing it in real time in the NBA. Teams have these limited windows. Mm-hmm. I think you have a limited window. Why? Cade's deal and Ivy and Durant are both extension eligible. Like, how much time do you think you have to, quote, let it cook versus make move? Nothing crazy, but make a move. Look, Orlando is now better than you. And if all three players die, no, they're not better. But they're better than you. So that's a problem. The Pacers are better than you. Don't believe me? Look at October, November, December, and then look at their record since January. Pacers are better than you. As long as Giannis is in Milwaukee, and look, whether he is or isn't, today he is. They're better than you.
Now, we talked about the Celtics and looking what the Grizzlies just did. Do you kick the tires and you try to see, you know what? Hey, what's it going to take us to get Jaren here? Ja? No, I'm going to pass on Ja. But when the Grizzlies come out and say, no, they're untouchable, to me, that's just owner speak saying, make me a good deal and you can have them.
All I can go by is what's been reported today, which is not happening. Does it preclude you from picking up the phone? No. I'd love it. He's defensive player of the year. He can shoot the three. I have no need to pay Durin. Bye-bye. Any thought of sliding Durin to the four is just poppycock. But, Rico, I'm not mad at you for saying it, but it's like every report today is no soup for you.
Right.
Like, they're not doing it. But here's what I think. If they're taking a look in the mirror at the West, they have no shot the next couple of years.
And that's what I'm saying. And the fact that you have to come out and say this, it's almost like when they say, hey, coach is my guy. He's going to be coaching here for a long time.
Uh-oh.
Cut scene 2 weeks later, coach fired. Oh, no. They're untouchable. That just tells me, make me the right offer.
Here's your other problem. I think Jaren Jackson is going to be more expensive than Ja Morant. I think there's more of a market for Jaren than Ja. Oh. And if you just saw what Bane cost, what are you offering? You'd have to clear it out. Now, I'm fine with it, because is he a top 20 player in this sport? Probably. And if I can put him with Cade and you trust Trajan to do what he does. Look, my point is you got to make a move.
Yes. Because Orlando made the first move. Orlando is now sitting, in my opinion, in the driver's seat for the East next year. They'll be one of the top two, three teams.
Look, Bane, and again, look, I don't expect people to have, like, this.
But a good stat for the spot up three of 43%.
Rico, if I asked you to list the top 35 players in the league, Bane's going to be at the tail end of that list.
Yeah.
So for people who are like, well, but he's not Donovan Mitchell. He's a perfect fit for them.
See, I think that's where a lot of Pistons fans will come across. Like, well, who is he? They gave up way too much for him. Like, actually, yeah, they didn't.
That's nice. And meanwhile, this is the same fan base that washes Dennis Schroeder's balls. I'm not here for it.
You're on fire.
I'm not going to sit here and listen to that
because
type of nonsense.
He's not one of their guys. But you're right. He is built in a lab to be a Piston. Like, he would be a guy the Detroiters would embrace and be like, he is our dude. Let's lock him up for life.
Cade and Bane becomes one of the best backcourts in the sport. That's it. 248-539-9797. We got a couple open lines. Let's grab them. Let's talk. That's Sham Sharania. And again, we're doing punch counterpunch. That's what it is when your team gets good. Same thing Tigers are going to face. Same thing the Lions face. So the Pistons, I think they took a punch. Orlando and the Pistons are the two teams that if they're stocks in the Eastern Conference for the future, I'm buying. Well, Orlando got a lot better. They signed KCP to a terrible deal. You know what they just did? They got rid of the garbage, attached four picks to it, and you bring in a top 35 player in this league who fits exactly what they want to do.
Yeah, because I think he was making like, 22, almost $23 million a year.
And he was woeful. And Cole Anthony's a bench player. So, A, does it have your attention? But B, okay, Sham's talking the Celtics are not shutting down calls on White and Brown. What do you want to do? I leave it to you guys. You know, I would love to see Derek White here. But I'm not going to sit here and pound the desk and tell you it's the only player I want. No. Jalen, I'd be careful with. A, the acquisition cost, but B, the contract is egregious. I mean, Jalen's a very good player. Very. And on certain nights, he'll be the best player on the floor. But 55 plus a year on a supermax because he made all NBA, I'd be very careful with that.
Yeah, I'm looking at White. I would also take Hauser. I'd kick the tires on Hauser, see what the Celtics want for him.
A dinner napkin. They just want to get rid of his contract. David, the ticket tech's coming in. What do you got?
I think running it back would be a big mistake for the Pistons. Everyone else in the East is going to get better. You cannot sit on your hand and just bank on internal improvement. Not going to work this time. I guarantee you, Orlando is not going to be the only Eastern team to make a massive swing like that. Other teams, even others that finish behind Detroit, will take big swings and get a lot better. Detroit doesn't need to make the swing to improve. They are going to get left behind if they don't make that swing.
Well, and I think draft night's going to be, this is going to be a weird draft night.
Yes, it
is. Every NBA insider is pointing towards fireworks, trades. It's just, this new CBA has really spooked a lot of people. It's scared people because now you're seeing, if I said to you a year ago, the Celtics would be blown up, you'd be like, that's impossible.
Right, I would be like, Mike, you're just over-exaggerating.
Ready? Hashtag math. The CBA has really hit people. And you know what it is now? It's essentially a hard cap. Essentially, that if you get into these tax aprons, it is a hard cap. Mm-hmm. So if I'm the Pistons, you got to do something. Come on. Yeah. Got a great opportunity here.
Redistribution of the talent throughout the league. It looks like is what they're trying to do instead of having... It's almost like it's the anti-super teams where now we're going to make it so your team's only going to be good for about 3-4 years max, and then after that, in the toilet.
That's pretty damn accurate. Let's go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, Rico, what's up, fellas? How we doing?
What's going on, boss? How are you?
Not too bad. All right, lot to unpack on the Pistons. You guys touched on a few things, so all right, here we go. Jaren Jackson. Okay, he's not available. They just took three non-lottery picks for Desmond Bane, essentially, okay, with Cole Anthony and KCP. Pick up the phone, please. Like, I'm with you. Mike, you nailed Desmond Bane down. He was the guy I wanted. Now he's gone. At least pick up the phone. Try. I think he would be a good fit here.
Oh, there's definitely no argument. Nick, there's absolutely no argument. I mean, for instance, like, you know where else he'd be amazing? Golden State. You probably could stretch out the career of Steph a little bit more. Mm-hmm. They've got a guy like Kuminga, who everybody believes needs a change of scenery. A young asset like that, a bevy of picks. Yeah, Nick, if you're willing to dangle an Ausar Thompson or a Ron Holland, several draft picks... Yeah, Nick, ultimately, it's up to the other team to say no. I'm not fighting Rico, you, or anybody. I would love Jaren Jackson here.
Well, just one thing I wanted to add to that. All right, Desmond Bane was locked down contract-wise.
Yeah.
Jaren Jackson, he's got 1 year left, 20 million, something like that.
Then you got to pay it. You got to pay the bill.
Yeah, well, I think he could resign with the Pistons. I think he would be a good candidate from that. He's got the Michigan State ties, you know, maybe. You never know.
Look, I think now that you've gotten up off the mat and now that you've shown you can win and you got a good culture here, I don't worry about guys staying. It's still when you get to the open market, and Nick, you know it. You sound like you watch a ton of NBA. This free agent class is garbage. So any Piston fan, put a bar of soap in their mouth if they go, no, we don't need to trade. We'll just sign people. Who are you going to sign? And Paul Serra's a free. There's the best small forward in the league right there. Paul Serra.
Russell Westbrook.
But this free agent class is awful.
Yeah.
It would have to be a trade. I have no problem if people say, make Memphis say no. Why would I be mad? Same with you. That's the target. He's a unicorn.
And only because, as Nick said, Memphis took on a lot, which even though they're saying we're not rebuilding, we're not starting over, you took on a lot of garbage that I don't see where what you're going to do with this. Your picks are more valuable than the players that you got.
The other thing, you can't pay everybody. So they've got Aldama, the kid who originally was drafted by the Jazz, who's kind of blossomed. They probably want to pay him. You know what's coming down the tracks with Jaren. Mm-hmm. There's a scenario you can keep both guys. My whole point is if you zoom back out and look at the big picture, the next 3 years, do you have any legitimate hope of being better than San Antonio or OKC? No.
No. And that's just it. If you're Memphis and you are... Heck, if you're Memphis, but you're playing it the way the Timberwolves are, and you're just like, you know what? I can't break this team up because I feel like we're just a player or two or a break or two away from actually doing something. You're Memphis. You're a long way from that.
Go to Lamont, 97.1. Lamont, what's going on?
Trigger Mike, Rico, what's good?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, I got another name for you that I think would be a perfect fit. Why don't we go after Sabonis from the Kings?
Because I don't know if he's available. I mean, I still got to read a report where he demands a trade for me to tell you. I mean,
make him say no. Kind of to your point.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
Imagine him in a pick and roll with Cade.
Yeah, and guess what? I'm spitballing here, but he made a career high 65 or 70 threes this year on almost 40% shooting. He's adding it to his game. That matters.
He's the perfect fit.
I would love it. Listen, Lamont, this is the point. This is the point. Hold on one second. No, you're bringing it up just like Rico did. Kenny's not here today, but that's what the money's for. Your general manager or president of ops job is to unearth availability that is not publicly known. That's the job. Most of the guys that are available never get traded. So you're right, Lamont. But I wonder, I don't know if the Kings know what they're doing.
Let's take advantage of that.
I'd love it. I mean, but you're all in. The Orlando thing has your attention. You agree?
100%.
Got to make a move.
100%. Okay. They're scary. They're scary. And I'll give them one of Dern Stewart, one of Holland Thompson, four firsts, and
done.
They can say no.
Done. It's a reasonable offer. I don't have a problem with it, Lamont. I think you're right on track. I know Piston fans are probably, you know, hiding in their bathtub. What do you mean we have to give things up?
Yes, that's how it works.
That's what real life is.
Yeah.
David, you okay over there? You've gone very quiet.
No, I'm good here because Orlando was already on my radar before this move because I knew what they had already, and I knew that if they made a move to be like, you know, top four, which they are now with Desmond Bane. So... Rico, you're right. Pistons fans are like, you know, Derek White isn't Kobe Bryant, but neither is Desmond Bane. And Desmond Bane has just made Orlando better. So I don't need a Kobe Bryant. I just need to make the team better.
No, and David, that's what I'm saying. For like most Pistons fans are like, we don't need to make that move. I'm sure we can get somebody better than that. Where's Devin Booker? Where's this guy? It's like,
okay, hold on. Here's what we're going to do. This is perfect timing. These are hilarious to me. I have a Jaren Jackson trade offer from the Pistons. I'm going to read it. You guys are going to say, like Gladiator, thumbs up, thumbs down, or whatever. I'm going to read this to you. Because this to me this is a no-brainer. I do it a heartbeat.
Okay.
Because I'm sick. 248-539-9797. I'm going to tell you the cost. If you make Memphis hang up the phone, I give you the trade offer next. 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, I have news you can use. So,
people
calling up with Jaren Jackson Jr., right? Pistons got punched in the face with this Orlando deal. Orlando made a big move forward, adding Desmond Bane. People want Jaren Jackson Jr. Rico Beard wants Jaren Jackson Jr. Now, Memphis can say whatever they want, but it is Trajan Langdon's job to make them say no, right? This is no different than when you do or don't pursue a Max Crosby. Make them say no. Here is the trade package. Your Detroit Pistons receive the following. Jaren Jackson Jr. Here's what you give. The deal. Ron Holland Jr. Beef stew. Bobby Clinton, the Swedish kid they drafted, a first round pick swap options in 26, a 27 outright, a 29 outright, and a 31 outright. A pick swap plus three, plus Ron Holland, plus Beef Stew, plus Bobby Clinton. You get Jaren Jackson Jr.
Okay. That's
it. I'm looking for more.
Right.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, I didn't hear Ivy. I didn't hear Thompson. I didn't hear Durin.
I think Ron Holland is the highest upside of any of them. I'm not trying to move you off your opinion. I'm just saying.
Oh, no, no. If that's the deal and Memphis is okay with that, yeah.
And I didn't. It's not.
Break out the old fax machine. I want this thing solidified right now.
Right. So it's a swap plus three. and you are giving up two first-round pick players, and then, oh my God, the team mascot, the emotional leader. Whatever will we do without beef
steak? You know what? We'll survive. Deal.
Yeah, exactly, because you're getting the defensive player of the year.
Right. See, I honestly was expecting like Holland plus Duren plus...
Would it change your opinion if it was Holland and Duren instead of Holland and beef stew?
No.
Because Duren? Bill's going to be due.
Let me backtrack. There's really nothing you can say that I'm going to be like, no. Okay? There's just nothing that you can say. Because if you're a Pistons fan and you're worried about team defense, well, congratulations. You're bringing in the defensive player of the year. So if you think the Pistons defense is good now, it'll get marginally better. Plus, you'll have the stretch four. You're looking for that guy who can hit the three, the big who can hit the three. Like, yes, whatever. Make it happen. That's one where, and I don't think you got to break the team up, but if you want to give away a bunch of guys for him, I'm for it. Like, we'll figure it out with what we have left, David, and move forward. Maybe you can keep your Schroeders. Maybe you can keep your Malik Beasley.
You know what's really interesting, too, is in that trade package, you didn't have to send big dollars, meaning the Tobias deal is going to fall off your books as you need to extend Jaren. Mm-hmm. Fontecchio, off your books. Isaiah gone, off your book. So it structurally is sound. Look, Rico, I would offer that same package for Sabonis. Like,
that's just got me worried now because it makes too much sense.
I know that it won't happen.
Right.
And that, you know what we get in this town? Nothing. We're going to get an
old bagels.
No, it's just, Cookie said it best. The team's bad. You can't ask us to make a move. The team's good. We're close enough. The moves wouldn't be impactful enough. Like in this town, I'm waiting for somebody to step forward and say, no, we are ready. We have collected all the jewels and we have a Thanos glove and let's just get after it. Like the Pistons could win the East next year, but they're not going to do it as currently constituted. And Orlando made a big step forward.
They did.
And people who know hoop know. They know that. Because it's not just about the individual player. It's how that player opens up their offense. It's about the fact that they're going to have their big three play more than 90 minutes together. And that they were a top three defensive team in the East, and they just got better. Because Bane will guard you. And they had no three-point shooting. Bane shot 39% from three, including 43% on spot-ups. Jaren Jackson. David, you doing that deal?
Yes, I would do that deal. And someone just texted in and says, give me the number to the Grizzlies front office. I'll make that call right now myself. Get the deal done. No brainer.
Yeah, but here's the other thing I think people are going to have to get more used to. And it started with Rudy Gobert. It kind of changed what the value of first-round picks are. Mikal Bridges was another one of those moves. The Desmond Bane thing. Guys, you have got to lose your thinking of the old way where these first-round picks were first-round picks.
You're giving up your future. You're not mortgaging your future. What you're doing is you're embracing the now. You're embracing your window. Think of it like that.
Yeah, and why do I care about a first-round pick in 2029?
Well, here's the beauty. Most NBA first-round picks, Mike, let's just be real, aren't ready.
Yeah, they turn them into Jerome Wiesu.
Right. Most are going to spend time back and forth in the G League. The top three or four picks normally stick around and really do something. This isn't like it was, years ago where, man, you had a top 10 pick. That was a difference maker that you just inserted into your lineup.
Look, we're seeing it with Indiana now. And Pascal Siakam's not Michael Jordan. No, but he's a really good basketball player. And he's better than anything else you have, not named Cade Cunningham. The point is you got to add something. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's going to happen organically by just letting the water boil. Who is this player that's going to step forward and turn you into that type of team? No one ever wants to answer that.
No.
Is it Ivy? Assur has to learn how to shoot.
And here's the dirty little thing, Mike, that nobody wants to talk about. Now that Cade has had a taste of success, he doesn't want to go backwards. So what you don't want is disgruntled Cade. So keep improving the team. Keep moving forward. Keep adding pieces. Because he's not going to want to sit and wait 3 years for somebody to develop when we could just go get somebody right now.
And if you're projecting, if you believe Cade's a top 15 player and Jaren Jackson's a top 15 player and you have the ability to put those two together, how don't you do it? Because here's the other thing. When we've talked about some of the cheaper options, Piston fans recoil. They get mad. So do you want to shop at the bargain bin and take players with flaws,
right,
or do you want the Rolls Royce? Well, if you want the Rolls Royce, you got to pay Rolls. You know, you're not going to get Rolls Royce for Toyota pricing.
Right, but if you take the bargain bin and the players with flaws, well, what's wrong with the guys we have now?
Lots of things. 248-539-9797. David, some of the ticket text. No, I'm saying from a championship level. Turn on the NBA Finals. Are you close to that? It's no different than I watched the Stanley Cup Finals with the Wings, and I comp them to the Oilers and Panthers. We're not playing the same sport.
Mm-mm. Yeah, reaction to the trade there. Sounds like a deal to me. Yes, 1,000 times, yes.
Okay.
Someone else says, done deal. Jaren Jackson Jr. for 4 first-round picks. Duren Ivy, yes, yes, yes. That is a football fan from Belleville, he says. Jacob in Minnesota says, I would love to get Jaren Jackson from Memphis. I was just under the impression that they moved on from Bain so they can re-sign him.
Look, I think the principle of this is you make them say no. The only reason it was brought up, Rico brought it up, callers brought it up. I have no problem. I mean, look, teams are going to be calling. There's blood in the water. Mm-hmm. You're going to call. And eventually, someone's going to offer something like, look, I don't know that they were that hip to moving Bane, but Orlando gave them something they couldn't say no to. It's your job to do that sometimes, just like with the Celtics. You want to call up? You want to make a run at Jaylen Brown? You want to make a run at Derek White? You're the hammer or you're the nail? So just pick which side of the equation you want to be on. I mean, if you add Derek White, do you believe you have one of the best backcourts in all of basketball? Yes. If you don't want that, fine. Go add something else. But what I don't understand is the Jim Costa opinion. Do nothing. Let it simmer.
Right.
What?
Because what you don't want to see is, oh, okay, in the end, the Pacers made a play and they brought in Jaren Jackson. And you're like, wait, why didn't we do that? Oh, you didn't try.
It is Friday. Great to have everybody with us. The band is back together, minus Kenny. We got a lot to do. Rico.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a busy show.
You know what?
Let's get to it.
Don't start.
By the way, we complete the strongest. Got him. The strongest week of polo shirts in Rico's career. Another PGA banger on the docket today from you. This is big. Summer's here, and so's the fashion.
Well, you know what? This was like close to Floral Friday. So
right. Well, you have to be at work to celebrate Floral Friday. So listen, let's just dive in.
Work.
So,
nope, not doing it.
He started to say
I did. It's going to be a good show today. But I do want to start. I want to give you and David a chance to comment on something that I presented to the people between Tiger Games. And look, it's a different audience, right? It's I want to give this a real shot today versus like the hors d'oeuvre yesterday. So I was very upset. I came on the air. Bobby Marks, ESPN. Now, I like Bobby Marks. I do. What I don't like is feeling like, once again, my city is being told, accept less. Lower your horizons. And what I don't like is when we're victims of cliche. Meaning, well, it's Detroit. The only guys you want and or can get are gritty, dryhards.
Know your lane.
Yes. Now, I want to present this quickly, and then it's going right to you guys. Because I said everything I could possibly say yesterday. Bobby Marks said, oh, the best fits for the Pistons. Bobby Portis, a whopping 13-8, and a guy who's going to be 31 this season. A reserve on any championship-caliber team. And Naz Reid. And what I wrote in my notes yesterday, this is a direct quote. Oh, goody, another sixth man type, 14-6, complete ghost in playoffs every year, barely averages 10. And wouldn't start for you because you have Tobias. Now, the one thing I'll say is if you like Naz Reid, I know you like him, fine enough. Then there has to be a secondary move that gets
Tobias out of here.
Right.
And you're gonna play Naz Reid 40 minutes a night. The point I'm making is this isn't good enough. And I had a major disagreement with Doug. Doug did a separate presentation. Doug was, I thought we were going to need some wet wipes in here. Doug was very, he was, oh, yes, please. And I'm like, okay, answer this question. Mm-hmm. If I bring in these two players, but it's at the cost of Beasley, Hardaway Jr., Schroeder, are you better at all? And if so, isn't it only incremental?
No, because to me, this is the equivalent of moving across the street.
Yep.
You got a better view of the other side of the street. You didn't really go anyplace. No, I'm with you. I don't like the fact that when it's just staying your lane, you got to get that type of person that fits your grit, your culture. No, you don't. You can go out there and get whatever player you want, and you can write your own story. And that's what I'm really hoping that Trajan does with this team. He went out, he made some moves last year. They were smaller moves. I'm expecting bigger moves, especially last night after watching the Pacers. And I'm sitting there saying, this could be you. This could be you. The Pacers were not afraid to go out and be bold. They weren't afraid to go out and make a deal. They weren't like, oh, we got to keep our guys because we got to keep this together. No, their two main stars, neither one of them were drafted by the team. They were okay with going out there and getting a piece to the puzzle. I am with you, Mike. You have Cade Cunningham. You have to go out there and you have to get somebody who can help him, who could be his Siakam.
Yeah.
Who can, because when I'm looking at the Pacers, I'm telling, at the beginning of the year, no one saw this, Mike. They're 48 minutes away from being your NBA champions, and nobody outside of the state of Indiana even remotely saw this. You would have been laughed at and mocked if you said, hey, the Pacers are going to win the whole thing.
And by the way, just to back Rico's point, don't overlook the Siakam thing. That was three players and I think three first-round picks to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I just want to know what you need. Like, I'm sorry, but this idea that, look, incremental moves, 99 times out of 100 net incremental improvement. The Pistons need a Robin for Cade's Batman. Like, what Orlando did, the brilliance of what Orlando did is, oh, well, Bane's their third best, and you love that move. They already have Wagner and Banchero. It's a different thing.
They already had a three. They really added a fourth.
You had a star and you signed Naz Reid. Different conversation. I want to know what you need. Look, if you like these two players and you like the cliche and you want incremental, fine. But let me caution you on something. Look at your payroll allocation. 26 for Tobias, 15 for Beef Stew. That's 41. 9 for Fontecchio. That's $50 million in nothingness on guys that are bench players on true championship teams. So why would I add to that $50 million another, call it
20.
$38
million? Okay.
20 for Nas, 17 or 18 for Portis. So $88 million of bench player on championship team. It doesn't make sense.
No, I'm with you. But not everybody feels that way.
Well, ESPN loves to just, here you go, little Detroit, take this stuff. I want excellence. I want a major move because I agree with Rico. This could be you.
I mean, if you're a Pistons fan, and I get it, they're in the East and you have to play them, you should be looking at the Pacers right now. You should be rooting for the Pacers because the Pacers can be you next year. You can do what they did and just win. And every time people said, well, they're not good enough, wait, we are. And here we are, game 7, OKC. And honestly, I don't know who's going to win that game. They have a legitimate chance of winning it. That could be you, Pistons, but you got to make a move.
So if you're off, answer it this way. If your offseason is Naz Reid and Bobby Portis, your reaction is what? 248-539-9797. Let's get into it to start the show. I got to do a couple segments on this yesterday, and then Tigers were playing again. I really want to hear from people because next week is the NBA draft. And for all intents and purposes, the offseason absolutely kicks off. You are, according to Sham Sharania and Brian Windhorst, you're going to see a flurry of action in and around the draft. Well, I'd like the Pistons to be a part of it. David, what are your thoughts? Bobby Portis, Naz Reid.
Naz Reid would be fine enough. Bobby Portis would be fine enough. And that's not enough for me. I need more. I am trying to push myself in the belief that they actually make these the move that they're supposed to make, but this is, you have to make something else along with this. That's what this is. Bobby Portis is good. You know, they're good, but that's not what we need to finish the team. We would need more to pair with Cade. That would be the addition of Bane, would be like an addition of Portis. You get what I'm saying? Like a third, fourth option.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
We need more than that. We need more than that. If you don't get anything other than that, I'm disappointed this offseason.
Yeah, you need a star. I mean, the bottom line, it's what Rico referenced with Indiana. I would say the same thing. And obviously, I understand Oklahoma City drafted Jalen Williams. Well, all Jalen Williams did was basically be Rookie of the Year. I think he finished second in Rookie of the Year voting. Don't crush me if I'm off by one on that. But he was awesome to start. Immediate 20-point guy in year two. He's all NBA by year three. Mm-hmm. Okay? He's a superstar. I know nobody can pick out Jalen Williams. I know nobody watched him at Santa Clara. I understand. Bottom line, he's a superstar. SGA, superstar, and traded for. You have to make a trade. I just do not see a world that the development leads to this team taking a leap. Yeah. Because if you wait, well, guess what's going to happen? They're going to put the Celtics back together when JT's foot gets reattached. The time is now. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, but Bobby Marks and ESPN and all the national media always overlooking us and telling us, here's table scraps, enjoy it. Why? Make them. You've got to make a trade
because Detroit just kind of does that, Mike. They rarely go for that bold move where you're like, wow. Even when they got the name in Iverson, the bold move, he was at the tail end of his career, and at that point, nobody really wanted him, and he came here and did nothing. So yeah, when you think of the Pistons, especially, it's always, well, they you kind of get this guy, and it has to fit that gritty, tough, going to work, back to work, whatever, punching the time clock type of mentality. And I say, to hell with that. Go out there and get somebody who can help you win. Go and get a player who on any given night can outscore Cade if he has to.
And also, here's the other thing for me. Again, phone lines are wide open. We can just get into it. 248-539-9797. Do you know what incremental and middling moves look like? The Red Wings. That's what you end up with. I don't think you can do that. I'm with Rico, is that you make a trade. And by the way, Orlando, no one wants to play there. Orlando is not a major market. Orlando, it's an awful place.
It's a great suburb, though.
Horrific suburb of Apopka. But guess what Orlando did? They worked in silence. Uh-huh. They acquired a player who you didn't really know was available, and they made a bold swing. And I think they are absolutely better than you.
And it's funny that you say that because you always hear, well, people only want to play in Miami or they want to play in L.A. They want to play in all these. If you are winning, they will go and play there. Plain and simple. You don't have to be this great market because here's the thing. You can go move. Keep your house and whatever, but you come to Detroit to win. And if Cade is what everybody thinks he is, he should be on the phone trying to facilitate something. He should be in Trajan's ear saying, here's a list of players that I kind of talk to that maybe you want to give their agent a call and maybe we can work this thing out and get here. You have to find somebody who can go out there and on any given night
drop put 25.
Up 25 points, outscore K. K's having a bad day. Don't worry about it. I got you back. I scored all the points. We won that game.
And the secondary discussion is, why are we always supposed to demand less? Like in this, look, you know our blueprint for the Wings, the blueprint for the Pistons, the blueprint for the Lions, which they did not want to follow. And the Tigers, look, they're going to chart their own course. They're awesome. But I think you can get way more awesome. Why do I sound like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? I just use the phrase way more awesome. What am I, 14-year-old from Santa Monica? Look, it's right there for the Pistons. And Rico and I very rarely agree on something like fully. I've watched the finals and I'm going, this can be us. Mm-hmm. Very, not easily, but it's not a cosmic fever dream.
No, it's not. I hearken back to your whole Zion. I'm like, okay, you know what? If you put Zion on this team, and I'm not saying it has to be Zion, it has to be another piece, but you needed something. And if the Pistons had that piece, I think they all get over the hump with the Knicks, and who's to say that they are not the team traveling to OKC this Sunday for Game 7?
248-539-9797. We'll get with the people next. We'll get the ticket text. 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.